Today's episode contains spicy content. Discretion advised. Please be sure to like and subscribe and stick around after the story to hear my thoughts. Delamont's rap party should have been the crowning highlight of my trip, a celebration of everything we'd accomplished over the past 3 days. Instead, I spent the entirety of it replaying that afternoon in my head. The memory of my kiss with Christian stayed with me through dessert, as did the phantom brush of his touch. With one zip of my dress, he had awoken more heat in me than any of my previous partners had with actual sex. I'd suppressed it during dinner, but the heat blossomed again as the bedroom door closed behind us. We hadn't spoken since dinner ended, but the mere anticipation of what could happen rasped against my skin as surely as a callous touch. The air hummed with breathlessness as Christian walked to the dresser, his lean, powerful form slicing through the darkness like a freshly honed blade through silk. Blood roared in my ears and drowned out everything except my heartbeats and the soft rustle of his movements.
"You don't have any other commitments tonight, I presume?"
His tone was relaxed, but when he turned, his eyes smoldered with so much heat I thought I would combust from the sheer intensity of it. An electric current tied our gazes together as he removed his cufflinks with a slow, deliberate preciseness that made my mouth go dry. Rough hands, whiskey eyes, control. No. The whisper drifted down and tightened my nipples into hard, aching points. My lungs barely expanded with my attempts to inhale and exhale.
Good.
The sound of his cufflinks hitting the silver tray echoed in the dark and throbbed low in my belly.
"Take off your dress, Stella."
His deceptively soft command burned up all the oxygen in the room and set every molecule of my body ablaze. My breath shallowed. This was it. The fork in the road. I could stick with the safe path and tell him no. Or I could throw caution to the wind and do what my heart and body were screaming at me to do. I held Christian's gaze as I reached behind me. A minute later, my dress pooled around my feet in a puddle of white silk. No bra, no accessories, just a tiny scrap of underwear and a heart beating too fast. Christian's expression didn't shift. Standing there, bared open to him, I would have thought him unmoved had it not been for his eyes. Black pupils swallowed by amber as he closed the distance between us, and the closer he got, the hotter I burned.
"Tell me."
The tiny glide of his finger over my hip was enough to send my pulse into overdrive.
"Do you want sex? Or do you want to be f***ed?"
My thighs involuntarily clenched at the way he said f***. It was the dark purr of a predator toying with its prey, making them beg for their own destruction before it pounced. The only difference was, I didn't feel like prey. I had a choice, and I'd never felt more powerful. Moisture gathered between my thighs. I was so wet I could feel it slicking my skin, but I was still half tempted to take the safe route. To have easy, ordinary sex where I didn't have to bear any part of myself except my body. My mind warred with every part of me for control.
"Do you want sex? Or do you want to be f***ed?"
I'd kept my desires caged for so long, but perhaps it was finally time I set them free. I didn't want soft kisses and gentle caresses. I wanted skin and blood. I wanted nails scratching down his back and bruises on my hips. The commands, the release, the oblivion, I wanted it all.
"I want to be fucked."
My whisper was barely audible.
"I can't hear you."
His fingers glided over the dampness of my panties and I fought back a moan at the delicious friction. Embarrassment and lust blazed through me in equal measure. "I want to be fucked," I repeated. Stronger this time, more confident, but it wasn't enough.
"Louder, Stella. Use your voice."
His voice hardened, his words pitiless.
"Tell me what you want." He pressed a firm thumb to my clit, his touch as brutal as his command. White-hot sensation sparked through me and drowned out my embarrassment. I want to be f***ed. The words exploded out of me, raw and filtered, followed by a needy moan when Christian rubbed his thumb over me. His smile was that of a dangerously seductive monster promising all sorts of filthy deeds. That's what I thought. He tore my underwear off with one sharp tug before his mouth crashed over mine, swallowing my gasp and ensuing moan when he fisted my hair hard enough to make my eyes water. The hard tug arrowed to my core like there was an electric wire directly linking the two. My scalp throbbed in rhythm with my and my mind was so clouded by desire, I didn't notice we moved until my back hit the bed. I watched as Christian shed his clothes, revealing broad, sculpted shoulders and a sexy V-cut that led down to his. Oh my God. My mouth dried at the sight of his cock. Long, thick and hard, with a bead of pre-cum glistening at its tip. It was so big that I involuntarily clenched at the thought of it filling me. The mattress dipped beneath his weight and his thumb found my clit again, circling and stroking until it was swollen and kneading and begging for more. How would you like to be f***ed, butterfly? He kept his thumb on my clit and pushed a finger inside me, working it deeper with each movement. A whimper clawed up my throat as my body lit beneath his erotic manipulations. On your back and spread wide, or on all fours, taking every inch of my cock in that tight little pussy. Had I not been lost in a haze of lust, I might have been embarrassed by his filthy words. But I was too far gone, and Christian was the only man I'd ever truly fantasized about. He was every dark thing that couldn't be whispered and dirty deed that I secretly craved. Both. More whimpers poured out when he worked another finger inside me and pumped both in and out, slowly at first, then faster and faster until he found a rhythm that made my head spin. As hard as you can. I heard a groan followed by a harsh command. Get on your hands and knees. I did as I was told. The cool air brushed my sensitized sex as I turned and positioned myself on all fours. I was drenched, dripping all down my thighs and probably ruining the sheets before we even started. I heard the faint rip of foil before the heat of Christian's body enveloped me. He fisted my hair with one hand and gripped my hip with the other hard enough to bruise. Remember. I let out a small cry when he yanked my head back until his mouth was next to my ear. The head of his cock slid against my slick entrance until I was practically panting with anticipation. You wanted it hard. He released my hair, pushed me face down on the pillow, and slammed inside me with a single, powerful thrust. I let out a small cry. I was wet enough that he slid in easily, but he was so big it was almost painful. Pain warred with pleasure as my eyes watered and my inner muscles stretched to their max. Another more guttural groan. That's it, sweetheart. You can take it. Christian held on tight to my hips and stroked his thumbs over the curve of my ass in soothing sweeps while I struggled to accommodate his size. My breaths came out in soft pants. I was impossibly full, but gradually, the pain subsided and gave way to delicious pleasure. My teeth unclenched enough for a low moan to slip out. I pushed back at him, desperate for more. More friction, more movement, more anything. I heard a chuckle followed by a soft, good girl. Then Christian slammed into me again, this time with such viciousness it knocked the breath out of my lungs. I squealed, my mind blanking at the sudden, forceful invasion. Dark pleasure burst through me, and I barely had time to catch my breath before he started moving again. One hand stayed on my hip while the other pressed against the back of my neck, forcing my face deeper into the pillow. Rough hands, savage strokes. A punishing, carnal rhythm that coaxed moan after moan out of my mouth. You feel so f***ing good, Christian grunted. It's like your pussy was made for me, every f***ing inch. He withdrew just so the tip remained inside me, paused, then plunged back in with one brutal thrust. again and again until the headboard banged against the wall and drowned out my muffled squeals and whimpers. Tears and drool soaked my pillow as Christian pounded into me mercilessly. I'd been reduced to a wreck, held together with nothing but mind-numbing pleasure and the softest pricks of pain. It wasn't sex. It was pure, hard f***ing. And it was exactly what I needed. The guys I'd previously slept with had treated me like I was a porcelain doll in bed. Their intentions were good, but the sex had excited me as much as a game of golf. I didn't want gentle. I wanted passion in its rawest form. I wanted the oblivion that came with pleasure, and the knowledge that no matter what form that pleasure came in, I could trust the person delivering it not to hurt me. Because as rough as Christian was, I'd never felt safer. Another cry fell from my lips when he wrapped his fist around my hair and yanked my head back again. "You're dripping all over my cock, sweetheart. Look at you." He swept his thumb over my damp cheek. I was a mess, my face streaked with tears and my body trembling with lust. "An angel about to come from being fucked like a whore." An electric shiver moved through my entire body at his words. "Please," I sobbed. I can't. Please." I didn't know what I was begging for. For release, for him to go harder, for this to never end. All I knew was he was the only one who could give it to me. "Please what?" Christian kept one hand fisted in my hair while he reached his other around to my sensitized sex. "Please, I need to." My reply devolved into a hoarse scream when he pinched my clit. My brain short-circuited and my body spiked with pleasure so intense I instinctively tried to scoot away. I only made it a few inches before Christian dragged me back. "Try that again, and I'll spank you so hard you won't be able to sit." I yelped when his palm landed on my ass with a warning slap. He lifted his hand and closed it around my throat. "I want to feel you coming on my cock, Stella." His fingers dug harder into my skin with each word. I could only answer with a string of unintelligible moans. I lost my voice to the need coiled beneath my skin, threatening to split me apart at the seams and turn me into the ruins of the person I once was. The one who played it safe her entire life, who'd been so afraid of going after what she wanted that she didn't dare voice her desires out loud. She'd shattered beneath Christian's touch, and I never wanted her back. I closed my eyes, picturing the obscene image we must have made. Me on all fours, my head pulled back and my back arched while Christian pounded me from behind. One hand around my throat, the other hand fisting my hair, a faint red mark from where his palm struck my ass. Heat moved down my spine, building and building until I exploded into 1,000 brilliant pinpoints of light. They raced through my veins and lit a match to every nerve ending until they consumed me whole. Oh God, no wonder other people raved about sex. If that was what it was supposed to be like. I was still clinging to the remnants of my orgasm when Christian flipped me over onto my back. His arms bracketed my body, and his mouth grazed mine as his thrust slowed into, not something soft, but softer, more sensual. "I can still feel your rippling around my cock." He cupped my breast and rubbed his thumb over the stiff peak. "As beautiful as I imagined." He kissed me harder, his mouth claiming mine and his hands mapping my most erogenous zones as he f***ed me toward another orgasm. "Right there." I panted when he hit a spot inside me that made my toes curl. I clung to him, my legs spread wide to take him as deep as he could go. "Harder, please, I... oh." My moans pitched higher when he increased his pace and the tremors of a second climax quaked through me. Slowly at first, then all at once, when Christian pinched my nipple and drove into me with as much force as the beginning of the night. I cried out as wave after wave of pleasure washed through me. I felt him shudder and jerk inside of me before he, too, came with a groan, but I was swept up in euphoria so intense it drowned out everything else. It went on for what felt like forever before I finally slumped into a sweaty, mindless heap. For once, the voices inside my head were silent. I was floating on a cloud of post-orgasmic bliss, and I wanted to stay there forever. No doubts, no insecurities, no over-analyzing. Just the soft, ragged sound of my breath and the press of Christian's mouth against my skin as he kissed his way down my neck and torso. The gentleness of his touch was at complete odds with the savagery of his fucking, but it felt so right I didn't question it. I nearly purred with contentment when he rolled me onto my side and smoothed a hand over my ass. His strong fingers kneaded and muscled until I melted into a boneless puddle. "You did so well," he murmured. "Such a good girl." His words wrapped around me like a soft blanket and sparked another ember of heat in my stomach. I guess that was what happened when girls with the need for academic validation grew up. They developed a praise kink. "We should do this every night," I said drowsily. It'd been a long day, and as much as I wanted a second round, I was so tired I could barely keep my eyes open. "It's better than yoga." He laughed, a soft rumble of noise that was pure male satisfaction. "I can't imagine a higher compliment." He moved his body up until he laid next to me and dropped a kiss on top of my head. "No complaints from me if you want to make this your nightly routine instead." I closed my eyes and snuggled closer to him. As soft as this moment was, a part of me knew Christian and I had entered a dangerous new territory in our relationship. And while my self-preservation instincts were doing their best to ring the alarm, I also knew there was no going back. That was Twisted Lies, Twisted Book 4 by Anna Huang. That is the final installment in our Twisted series. This book involves Christian and Stella. And you know, I always have to read the top line. And this one is, "He'll do anything to have her, including lie." Dun dun dun. Oh, I mean, of course I love this story, right? I'm actually still in the middle of it. I'm holding up the book right now and I have my bookmark in. I'm more than halfway through. I'm almost done with it. So I don't know what happens yet, but I have been reading this for the last 2 days. When I get off of work, I just like go home and I read it. Actually, Sunday I ended up having an unexpected day off. So my best friend and I, we got up, we got breakfast, we watched a movie, and then we spent the rest of the afternoon reading. And it was so amazing because I got to get through so much of this book and I love it. Christian, of course, is our billionaire, handsome man who doesn't believe in love. And then we have Stella. I actually really love this concept because Stella, it's very modern. Stella is she's an influencer. She's on social media. She has a huge following on her Instagram. They talk about it in the other books as well, how her friends refer to her like Stella's always on her phone. She has a blog post. She's in fashion, but she wants to do more, right? She wants to be bigger than an influencer. She has her own hopes and dreams. Of course, she has her own family struggles. And Christian is the owner of the apartment that she's living in. So we already have here, right, our forced proximity. They live in the same building together. And he's just so enamored with her. He's so just wondering all about her. And of course, she's curious about him. But funny thing is that Christian says himself that he doesn't believe in love. And Stella, not that she doesn't want a relationship or believes in them, she just doesn't have time for it. She hasn't had an interest in looking for one. She's really focused on her careers at the moment because she's trying to have more than one, right? She's trying to get to the certain follower count and make her brand deal. So I felt like that's just what's like has made her so relatable. We are in such an age of social media where everybody on any platform, right? You're just either wanting to share something because you want to share it. Maybe you are trying to make a name for yourself. And she talks about it too, but we all have imposter syndrome, right? That
I was going through that today when I was recording. I was like, oh my gosh, like I sound dumb today. Who's going to want to listen to me? But it's one of those things where it all comes back to same still love, right? I enjoy it. I'm doing this because I have fun with it. This is something I actually enjoy doing. I have a fun time with it. And once you can get your own self-doubts out of the way and just focus on what it is that you're doing, which is something that you enjoy, I feel like that's what makes it a little bit easier. I didn't mean to go off on a side tangent like that, but it was very in the moment of what today's recording session felt beforehand. So I just felt like I'd throw that in there. But back to the sex, which we're all here for. Here we have Christian and Sela. Again, I've said this so many times. I am so not used to a slow burn. So every chapter I would finish, every slow stare, every internal monologue struggle, every longing gaze, I was like, when are they going to kiss? I very much felt like, and this is for anybody who watches soap operas, when you watch a K-drama, right, those episodes can go on for like 20, 30 episodes before the main characters hold hands. And in American television, you have episode one, right, where they're just doing it or making out already. And for this one, that's how I felt. I felt like, oh my gosh, I have to wait so long for them to get to this point. But oh, it is so worth the wait. I love the anticipation. I love the slow buildup. It just, you honestly, you feel like that character, right? You feel like you're like, oh my gosh, we've been waiting for this. And it's finally here. I am going to enjoy every moment of this and flag those chapters to look back at another time. You know what I mean? It's just, oh, it's so good. I was so happy to get there. There's always those moments, right, if you've experienced them, where you kind of have this buildup with this person and you basically, you both know what you're there to do, right? You both know what's about to go down. The minute that door closes and you lock eyes with each other and you have that moment, you're just like, and again, right, this goes with whatever type of relationship or scenario you have with this person, but in the form of Sela, and I feel like even with me and relating to it, where you're standing there waiting for what's going to happen, waiting for what that next move is. It's the calm before the storm. You're just having that stare down and you're just wondering like what's going to happen. But you have all of those butterflies, all of that anticipation building inside you. And even though everything feels calm in the inside, you are just squirming and ready to, basically take whatever's going to be thrown your way, right? And that's what, like, I love. She's explaining watching Christian and seeing him move and the subtleties of his stare and the intensity of who he is, the slow removing of his cufflinks. Can we just take a moment to, I love the way he asked her which way she wants it, right? Does she want it on all fours, on her back? And then the way he makes her say it, there's something about him, and this is how I saw it, right? Him giving her that space to use her voice and be confident in saying what she wants, right? Saying like, you don't have to be ashamed about it. If you want to be fucked like this, then I want to hear you say it. And I want to hear you say it loud and confidently. Because she starts off as like a little whisper, right? And then as the more she goes, I love when she's like, I don't want gentle. I don't want sweet kisses and cuddles and to be caressed. Like, I want it hard. I want it rough. I want every dark deed desire that has run through my head. And that's exactly what Christian is going to give to her. And it's so great. You're just like, fuck yeah, Sela. Hell yeah, Christian. Let's get the show going. She talks about when he zipped up her dress, right? Something very simple, but she said that that gave her like more intensity than any real sex ever has. And even though, right, it's not as intense as them actually having sex, they have another part before this where they don't have sex, but they have something that happens, and I will not spoil it because I want you to read it for yourself. But she talks about those moments too, like remembering them. And I know that I've experienced them, right? When you've just had a phenomenal, just mind-blowing session and you think about it the next day. For me, I never understood it in my books when they would talk about it until I actually felt it. When they say you feel it in your core, like you feel it deep down and it just sends this shudder and chills and a wave through you as you're imagining. Like you can, at least for me, I can very, very clearly see exactly what it is that I'm thinking about and the scene, right, that I had experienced myself. It's such a fun feeling. I would say it's fun because I smirk at it when it happens if I'm like in an appropriate setting. If I'm somewhere where I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, get your mind out of the gutter. You are around other people. Then maybe it's not as fun. But those moments that come through and you're just like, oh, that was fun and I want to do it again. And then you just kind of store it in there, store it in your little memory. Oh, those moments are my favorite. I love reliving. Those are so great. Oh, I just got a few right now. It's got warm in here. Hello. I also love the part she reiterates it again where she says that she doesn't want gentle, she doesn't want calm, that she just wants basically like pure madness. And she says pleasure in the knowledge that no matter what form that pleasure came in, that she can trust the person who is in this with her to not hurt her. And she says it herself, because as rough as Christian was, I've never felt safer. I always say, I don't mean it to sound so like wimpy or weak, because I don't feel it in that way. I'm so grateful that I have been able to experience that kind of safety with somebody where I know that they're going to do whatever comes to their mind, whatever image they have, scene they want to play out, whatever it is that they want to do, I fully trust them. You have that trust with them. You understand that they know what your limits are and what you want, your desires. And to feel that safety with somebody just in this, you know, sexual experience type of way is so, I honestly did not know how foreign that was. I really thought that like, oh, you know, hey, funny enough, I watched the movie to go off the book really quick, but tying into this, I watched the movie The Secretary for the first time. I know, right? I can't believe I barely watched it. It is so good. The dynamic between these two characters is amazing. But what I'm getting to is at one point they go their separate ways and Maggie Gyllenhaal starts looking in the newspaper for another masochist, another sadist, somebody who is into the BDSM world. And she's just talking about like horrible experience after horrible experience. She's like, one guy was like trying to touch my boobs before we got to the car. Another guy just wanted me to throw tomatoes at him. And it's that thing of like not finding that person, right, that makes you feel that safe. This always brings me back to, don't just go into something because you want to experience it, right? I hope you do. I hope you get to live out every dirty deed you have in that mind of yours. I do. I am rooting for you, but you got to make sure the person is on the same level as you. If you have a shadow of doubt, if your eyebrow raises and you're not sure and you feel even one sense of uncomfortability with them, walk away. Because I'm telling you, your gut knows what your gut knows. And that's my piece on that. But back to the story. Yeah, I love Stella kind of taking the power in this, because again, it always comes back to the power, right? The power that you feel in your moments, that this is yours, this is your choosing, this is your way of feeling strong. And she's talking about it like, there goes the girl who always wanted to be right, who wants to make sure that she's not upsetting anybody. And the part that I love afterwards where she goes, there are no voices afterwards, it's just the quiet and the breathing, those moments where you're not overthinking and overanalyzing. I am probably on a high of just overthinking 99% of my day. So when I can have those few moments where I'm just like, and I get it from these books or for whatever other thing that I'm doing, it's so great. And I love those moments where she's like, that girl is gone. She got crushed under this man. And you know what? I don't plan on rescuing her. I want to continue going at this pace that I am. We love a confident queen and a king that supports her. Going back to, this wasn't in this specific chapter that I read, but there was something earlier where she talks about kind of always having these fantasies and not wanting to indulge into those dark fantasies, that she's never told previous lovers about them because she was too nervous to share them and she didn't trust them to carry out the scenarios the way she wanted. But what I loved was that she said, ironically, in my fantasies, it was never about the man. It was always a phantom lover. And I was like, oh, I get that 100%. Because same for me, when I first started having my own desires and my thoughts and my fantasies that would play, there was obviously somebody there, but you can just call them a phantom lover, right? There was somebody there, but there was no image to them. It was more of like the energy and them bringing out these scenes the way that I wanted to experience them. And then she talks about it too, when you actually get that person in front of you, you're like, holy shit, somebody out there has the same thoughts as me. So I just, anytime that I read these, this is why I love these books so much, right? Because there's always that moment where you're like, ugh, somebody else is having the same thoughts as me and it's so great and I'm enjoying it so much. And there's so many moments within this entire series. I think that's what I love about all four of these characters. You can relate to them in one way or another. There's something that makes them real and that has you connect with them. And that's what you love about a good story, right? You love the sexy parts, but you love also connecting to the characters. And that's why I cannot recommend the Twisted series enough. It's so good. Once again, that was Twisted Lies, Twisted Book 4 by Anna Huang. Please share your thoughts and recommendations in the comments. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. We'll be back again next week. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Remember to stay safe. Consent is sexy. And have a good night.